non-commercial, 3 tonight, 1 at 7, and 2 at 7:30. At 7, the Orpheum shows Cabaret, the Liza Minnelli super classic, and at 7:30, Tallgrass's Al Fresco shows the Robin Williams version of the gay classic, The Birdcage, about the man who has to persuade his visiting in-laws that he and his lover are as square as they are. In Rock Island Studios, 338 North Meade. And the Murdoch at 536 North Broadway shows Enter the Void, a strange experimental movie that, quote, hurls the viewer into an astonishing trip through life, death, and the universally wonderful and horrible moments between, set against the thumping neon club scene of Tokyo. Cabaret at 7 in the Orpheum, and at 7:30, The Birdcage in Rock Island Studios and Enter the Void at the Murdoch this very night. And the Murdoch has Donizetti's comic opera Don Pasquale on the big screen at 2 Sunday. And commercially, I am violating my usual rule by reviewing a movie that's about to enter its third week. Why? It's summer. Check what's available. And reviews and friends persuaded me not to miss Super 8, and thanks be to them. The mid-teenagers who are making their Super 8 zombie movie are skilled actors who can handle multiple emotions at the same time, and writer-director J.J. Abrams treats them as real people with emotional conflicts and contradictory motives, just like you and me. Their director, Riley Griffiths, and their hero, Joel Courtney, are both hung up on their heroine, Elle Fanning, but all are too young and inexperienced to know what to do about anything, and Courtney is too timid, and there are age and class differences. Their problems and the problems of Super 8 movie making are neatly interwoven into the main story of a mysterious train wreck and the swarm of army troops that are unexplainedly concerned with it. In fact, all the elements of Super 8 are knit together into a coherent pattern that, if I had been a little more alert, would have spared me some problems with what was going on. But mystery stories are supposed to puzzle us, even as clue after clue flits by unnoticed, as they do here, so maybe I was more appropriate than the fellow viewer who explained a couple of key things to me. The stories of the mystery, the science fiction plot, and the human relations among the kids all develop logically, with the plot lines pretty far out, except for the human relations, which are realistically treated and very well acted, subtly but clearly, without sentimentality or inappropriate humor. Special effects are all we could expect, but not allowed to take over the movie, except to the extent that they take over the kids' discoveries. There are elements, if not of satire, at least of parallels to current real-life situations, but they aren't allowed to take over either, not even take over the zombie movie, bits of which you will see under the closing titles, so stick around. I don't agree with Entertainment Weekly that Super 8 has to be the best movie of the summer, but I wouldn't be surprised. Jim Erickson, over and out.